Right. So starting in Daf Mem to like Mem Dalet, we're dealing with the question of Kenas, the nature of Kenas. Right. First, we deal with the question of Modu Kenas, and the halacha is Modu Kenas is
Potter.
Potter. Thank you. Then we get into questions of is Kenas Mamon, is Kenas not Mamon, etc. Okay. So the fundamental question in Kenas is, if I hit you, right? I steal something from you, fine? I steal it, it's gezel, it's pure mammon, right? Why do I pay you back?
Because it's tashlumen.
Okay? Kenas. Why do I pay you back?
Question,
is it
deterrent?
Right, so there's a few questions going on here, right? One question is, what is the nature of that payment, right? Is it or a direct result, so to speak, of the action I did? Right, just like by Gezel, I steal $50, I have to pay it back because I did the action. And the role of Beis Din then is fundamentally what? To
make sure you pay.
Yeah, right, just to verify the facts, make sure what happened, to clarify the case, etc. Right? And Kenas is not quite like that, right? Because right, there isn't an exact parallel between what I did, what I'm paying, right? But fundamentally, it's the same thing, right? There is an inherent obligation that takes place in some way, shape, or form for when I do the action, or is Kenas fundamentally different? Okay? And one of the main questions that you have to answer in order to figure out Kenas is, well, how do you understand the halacha of mod de b'kenas pater? Right? Because obviously, mod de b'gezel is not pater, right? Mod de b'tashlumen is not pater. In fact, we have the opposite role by tashlumen, which is
that mod de you have to pay.
Right, who does bald and you made them dumb, even if I had no testimony, no witnesses, even if it's false.
You don't have a kefal if you
what?
If it's gezel, you don't have a kefal.
Right, that's why I said gezel like Deneva. Right? Meaning it's gezel, right? Where there's no kefal, there's no right, no dalad vehe. Just straight up stealing, I just pay back. Right? Modeb right, how does balding me aidem dummy? That's the rule in Dine Mamanos. Okay? But that doesn't work by Kenas. So the question is why? Okay, so let's quickly go through the basic possibilities. And it starts like this, okay? So first, the source for the notion that Modu Kenas Pater, right, which is discussed a lot in Gemara, is Shias Mamanalan, this is Gemara in Bava Kama, Samach Dalet, Me'ashir Yarshian Elohim. The courts made you a Rasha. Velo HaMarshia Et Atzmo. But not someone who incriminates himself. Whatever the case is, fine. Hi, Ashishin. My Darish Bay Amrle will be violated. Mode Bikinas Pater. Right, so we derive it from this pasuk, Asher Yashion Elohim, that Knas, in order to be Chayev, or fully Chayev, that's the question we'll deal with, Beis Din has to incriminate you. Okay? Now, the Gemara that is often pointed to that really highlights this question of right, the nature of Knas is the Gemara in Makos Davrei. Right, so the Gemara there says, Amar Rav. Right, Boshnaim Amru Chabish of the Harkponi Sanevich, Boshnaim Amru Imano Yisim Bechabish of the Betrayish of the Harkponi Sanevich, Vlaodel Afil Amru Erjab of the Harkponi Sanevich, Neherokin. The Vedna de Komisade Gavrilav Bar Katolohu. Okay? If I come in on Sunday, okay, and I say that Reuven killed Shimon on, I come in on Monday, and I say Reuven killed Shimon on Sunday, and then witnesses come in and say, no, he killed him on Tuesday. Or, they can't, impossible. He killed him. He'll take a later day in the week. I come in on Wednesday, right? It said it happened Sunday. They say, no, you were with us on Sunday, but it did happen Monday. Meaning, as far as the court is now concerned, my testimony is false, right? But the crime did happen. So the Gemara says, definitely, if the crime actually happened on Monday, meaning the day I'm testifying about is in fact not when the crime was committed, right? Sunday he was actually an innocent man. And even if they say you were with us on Sunday, but he committed murder on Friday, right? Meaning the day I'm testifying about, Sunday, he was already guilty. In either case, do the rules of Hazama apply?
Yes.
Yes. Why?
Because you lied about him.
Right, but the lashon of the Gemara is Gavra lav bar katolohu. He has not yet been convicted. He's not considered dead. Right?
Wait, did lav bar katolohu, even though he's done the thing to make him bar katolohu?
Correct. Because even though we're clearing the case so far? Yeah?
We'll say it one more time.
Right? Witnesses come in on Wednesday, and they say that Reuven killed on Sunday. Two more witnesses come in and say, no, you were with us on Sunday, so you're Edim Zomin, and Reuven killed either on Monday or even on Friday, meaning whether at the time that I'm testifying about, this theoretical Sunday, right, he was not yet a murderer or was a murderer, it doesn't matter. Even though Bezdin is going to put Reuven to death, still, the witnesses are put to death as Edom Zomim, because by the time they came into court, there had not yet been a Gmar Din. Right? Even though the crime had occurred, the conviction had not, and therefore the person legally was still innocent. Okay?
Wait, so Huvahein Nehragin.
Yes. So Huvahein Nehragin. Okay? We're clear? Yes? 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 Is that actually yes? Okay. So the Gemara says, "My kamashmalon, what's the chiddush? Tanina levichin mitachad minzo members huvein neharagin shni p'tura." Right. This is just another case of huvein neharagin. So the Gemara says, "Safe mashen gemim gemar din etzriyachalei." To tell you that the same is not true of gemar din, because if boshnayim amru bechavshav negemar dinu shalponi boshnayim amru bechavshav adi mano yisem elav b'evshav negemar dinu shalponi velo ela afilu amru betray b'shavata negemar dinu shalponi. Right, if now you replace the testimony about the crime with testimony about a Gmar Din, with testimony that we saw the conviction, so now whether they are claiming that the conviction happened before it actually did or after it did, they're not put to death because once the conviction happened, he is legally dead. Okay? Do we get this case yet?
No.
No? Okay. One more time. Right? If on... Right, the first case is, if on Wednesday, witnesses come in and say that Reuven killed on Sunday, and it turns out that that the witnesses never saw it. Right? They were Edom Zomim. They were with another set of Edom. They're Edom Zomim. Okay? So now, we put those witnesses to death, despite the fact that Reuven is in fact a murderer and will be convicted. And it doesn't matter whether the witnesses were inventing his crime earlier than he actually committed or later than he actually committed it, because by the time they came into the court, he still hadn't been convicted. So, effectively, they're still trying to convict him when he hasn't been convicted. Okay? Yeah? First case is clear.
But they're still trying to convict him when he hasn't been convicted.
But meaning?
We believe them.
No, we believe the second witness. The first set was trying to convict him on a fictitious crime, as far as the court is concerned. Even though he did murder, right? Since they are lying about that actual one, and they're Edom Zomim for the time when they claimed he committed the crime, right? They are Edom Zomim. Yes, he's a murderer, but not for the murder that...
It's basically a different crime.
It's essentially, legally a different crime. Okay. Good?
Would we have thought there'd be a difference whether or not they testified?
Well, you might have thought, right? You might have thought, look, we're testifying he murdered on Sunday. You're right. I didn't see that he murdered on Sunday. But he murdered on Friday. He was already a murderer, right? By that point. Doesn't matter. Because as far as the courts are concerned, he hadn't been convicted. Okay? Now, but if you reverse the case and you say no... Witnesses come in on Wednesday and say, on Sunday he was convicted. And other witnesses come in and say, no, on Sunday he wasn't convicted. He was convicted on Friday. Or even was convicted on Monday. Right? It doesn't matter. Since by Wednesday everyone agrees that he's been convicted, the person I'm now testifying about is legally dead. Because now he's a Bar Katala, now he is sentenced to death. Right? And therefore the witnesses will not be put to death. Okay? Yes? We're clear. Good. I want to make sure, because it's a little bit confusing. So now the Gemara says, V'chein le'inyan tishlumei kenas, and now the Gemara repeats this conversation about kenas. Right? Same thing. If I testify that he committed a crime that you're going to get kenas for, and claimed it happened on Sunday, but it didn't happen on Sunday, chayev. If they claim that they saw a Gmar Din, pater. Okay? Right? Exact same thing, parallel, but instead of murder this time, it's any crime for which you'd be chayev a kenas. Okay?
So Knas is in some way capital.
In expect. Now, I won't get into it, but Rashi has this very surprising claim here that, and we won't get into it because it's just, I mean, it baffled all the Rishonim, baffles everybody. Rashi is so convinced by this parallel that claims that not only Bimodiv Knas Pater, but Modiv Misa is Pater. Or if I admit that I murdered, I cannot be convicted. That's the response of Tosfos, the Ritva, and the Miri, and the Rambam. Yes.
Basically, I'm lying. And like Rambam.
What?
I would pass him like Rambam.
I mean, the Rambam doesn't pass him like either, but he doesn't actually attack Rashi and say, "What are you talking about?" He just ignores it.
Okay.
right? I don't know. Okay. Good. So the question is, why? Right? What is the nature of this halacha? Right? Why is it that Kenas and Misa, both of them, if I testify about the crime, right, if he hasn't been convicted, I'm chayiv, no matter whether I'm trying to make it as if his crime happened earlier or later? And why, but Gmar Din, am I always putter, whether I'm trying to move the Gmar Din earlier or later, as long as they've happened by the time I'm now in court? Okay? So, Rabbi Akiva Eiger, now, it's not on Bar Ilan, so if you just skip down to the Kovet Shiurim for a second, he just quotes it, right? He takes the very extreme position, and he says, right, he challenges Tosfos. We'll get back to Tosfos in a minute. And he just says, "Look, lo amotzer chol time in drishah chakira. Whoa, why did you give the answer you gave? Okay, you don't need it. The achiluk b'imamon lekinas mevor, because the difference between money and kinas is clear. The b'imamon lo ivru sahade el leshakre. By monetary cases, by tashlumin, the role of witnesses is only well leshakre means to ensure that there wasn't lie, meaning to clarify the truth. That's it. Right? They're not creating anything, they're just clarifying. And fundamentally, when do you become chayiv in a case of tashlumen? When you did the action. Aval biknas leka chiyuva klal kodem gmardin. By knas, there is no obligation whatsoever when I did the crime. The obligation is created entirely
by the
Beis Din. What's his raya?
Because only smuchin in Eretz Yisrael are allowed to do knas.
And the pasuk is Asher Yarshiun Elohim. Right, in order to be chayev knas, right, Beis Din must create it. It must give you the status of a rasha. Until then, it does not exist. Right, v'afil latzis shamayim enu chayev. Even lead latzis shamayim. Beis Din doesn't convict me. I have no obligation, no moral obligation. Forget legal obligation. I have no moral obligation, no spiritual obligation, no nothing to pay back. And then he brings a proof from Tevi. I won't get into it. Okay, so Rabbi Akiva Eiger takes the very extreme position. Kenas is very simple. Kenas, like crimes, like punishments. The punishment of Kenas, the punishment of Misa, while it's true that I need to have committed a crime in order for Beis Din to convict me, right? It's not that because I committed the crime, automatically, I'm chayev the Kenas. I'm chayev to be put to death. And it's just a question of will Beis Din successfully convict me or not. That's not what it is. If Beis Din doesn't convict me, I'm not chayev anything. I did something wrong, but then this knas, this payment, is not something which stems directly from the action. Right? It stems from Beis Din's conviction. Beis Din creates the punishment. Okay? Yes? Mm-hmm. Right. So this is Rabbi Akiva Eiger's claim. And this is how he explains Modim Knas Pater. And this is how he explains this case in Makos. Right? Therefore, right, let's play it out in the case of Makos. If I testify about the crime and the conviction hasn't happened, then as far as Beis Din is concerned,
he's innocent.
He's innocent, right? Because, well, at least he's not yet chayv the punishment. If it's there's no chalos, great. If it's post Gmar Din, it doesn't matter, right? If it's post Gmar Din, it doesn't matter whether I lied about the particulars. The fact is, Gmar Din's passed. Right? It's a done deal. It's now been created, and I can't change it. Right? So that's how Rabbi Akiva Eiger understands it. Okay? Now, guys, you're in the fourth parak? You're in the fourth parak?
Yeah.
So you'll notice, right, this affects some of the discussion of the fourth parak, right? Not just Modim Kenas, but, right, this is the whole deal in the beginning of the fourth parak. Is Kenas Mamon? Is Kenas not Mamon? Right? Yeah. Does Kenas exist so that I can bequeath it to my children? Right? When I take a Shavua, right, am I taking a Shavua on Mamon, or is a Kenas something else? Right? All these questions relate to this. Right? To what extent do you think that kenas exists? Do you think it's a monetary payment? Right? Before the conviction doesn't exist at all. Right? Yes, the crime happened, but right, is there a payment yet, or does Beis Din have to create it? Right? So those questions presumably relate to this fundamental question is about kenas. Right? And for Rabbi Akiva Eiger, a lot of the discussions make a lot of sense, which is okay. I can't take a shul on it. Of course, I can't take a shul on it. It's not money, right? Until the conviction happened, right?
It's nothing.
Exactly. I can't bequeath it to my children because it doesn't exist yet. Okay. Fine. Now, however, if you go to Tosfos, right? Tosfos and Makos over there. Tosfos actually doesn't say this, and he says v'chelin kenas. He says avadei le'inyan mamon lo. Shemidim echad v'shabbos ganav bo shnayim v'amru der v'shabbos ganav v'chad v'shabbos yimanu yisem vadei ein mishalman mamon de b'yishaita de misadei babar chiyuva avagav del gavin nefarjos lo de menul bar chiyuva kol gamel on yir bar chiyuva mishum shein osave kol kach eidos be mamon v'karov l'vadei shavav eidem v'idu aval be'idos nefarjos de min and drisha v'chakira az vadei amrin the kolim shmerudino lav heve bar chiyuva. So he says, yes, there's a difference between monetary payments and kenas. What's the difference?
I'm not sure.
That it's easier to convict by monetary payments than it is by kenas. Because the standards for which we accept evidence for monetary payments are lower than kenas. Mamon. Right? Whatever, there's no drisha, right? The drisha v'chakira, the investigations we have to do in the court in order to convict, are more extensive by kenas. So practically, by money, it's karov levadai, that if you did the crime, you'll be convicted and you'll pay. And by kenas, it's not karov levadai. There's good chance that you won't get convicted and you won't pay. Right, so Rabbi Akiva's question is, well, why did Tosfos have to say that? Right, if you think like Rabbi Akiva Eger, that kenas is fundamentally different from mamon, and the crime doesn't create a chov, the chov is created by the court, then there's a much more fundamental difference. But Tosfos doesn't say that. Tosfos, right, brings them closer and says, no, it's a practical difference. Right, both of them at some level are created by the court. Both of them at some level are clarified by the court. Something like that just happens to be. Kenas is harder to convict. So it's not as sure that you will be able to convict. And therefore, practically, right, kasher zomah might actually caused you to be punished in a way you might not have been punished. Okay? So, right, jumping off on that, Rav Elchanan notes this, right? Well, Rabbi Kivager is totally convinced that kenas is fundamentally different and is not mammon at all. That's not obvious, right? Tosfos, for example, doesn't seem to think it. Now, we'll look some more of his proofs here. Okay, I gave you the whole piece, or basically the whole piece. We don't read all of it, but I just gave it to you. Right, this is in Kovetz Yerum Chelek Beis Minyan Gimel. So he brings a few proofs that this is not true. That in fact, kenas, like mammon, at some level stems from the crime itself, right? From the moment you commit the crime, you are chayev. So, example. In Perek Shavuos Eidos, right? In Mezak Shavuos, Daf Lamed Gimel.
Can prove that they stem from the same action? Wouldn't that be a disproof of what he's saying?
No, but he's challenging Rabbi Kivager. He challenges, right? Right? Tosfos already doesn't seem to hold like Rabbi Kivager, and right? Rabbi Chanan spells this out, and he says, "Look, I'll give you a proof, right? Look in Shavuos Eidos that Ibayelu Hamashbia Eide Kenas Mao, right? If I, right, there's a Shua called Shavuos Eidos, right, where I force Edom to swear that they don't have testimony that could help me, and if they are lying, they're chayv money to me, but that's only if it's a monetary case, right? Adam owes me money, right?" And I know that Nathanael and Ben know that he owes me money. They were there, right? But I have no other proof. And they say, no, we don't know. So I make you take a Shavuos Eidos, right? Swear to me that you don't have any evidence in my favor, right? And if you lie, then you're chayv, okay? So the Gemara there has a discussion of, can I do that by kenas, right? Can I force Edom to take a shvua that they don't have any evidence about a kenas? So Gemara says, so the Gemara there says that according to the shita that modeh b'kenas v'achak b'edim chayev, right, this is a machlokas in the Gemara. If I modeh and then Edom come later, am I chayev? Right? Which already, that shita alone throws a wrench into Rabbi Kivager's claim. But according to that shita, the Gemara says it's obvious that that the Edom are chayev, and he says v'kasha my pshitusa. Why is it obvious? V'lama yus chayevu Edom b'karban. Why should that be true? Hagar mina mixer shavat the techta techta mi pikadon. We learn that in order to be chayev, it has to be parallel to a pikadon, namely malalant tvias mamon v'yeshlo uknas koding mardin lo dami le pikadon.
What?
What?
Is that the Edom are chayev?
If they take a shvua that they don't have if they don't have testimony that would help me win a monetary case.
Oh.
Okay? But we learn out that the only type of monetary case where the chayav karban shvua for is where the money is biadayim. Right? Where it's money which is doma to a pikadon, money which is in their hands. And the Gemara has a deal, well, okay, is it right? Are you chayev? Are you not chayev by knas? Right? And then Gemara is dealing that according to one sheet, it's obviously you are. And he says, what do you mean it's obviously you are? If Rabbi Kivaker is right, that until there's a conviction, it doesn't exist, then how could it possibly be that this is domele pikadon? There's no mamon. There's nothing until Bezdin convicted them. And I'm trying to get the edom to testify so that Bezdin can convict.
Wait, but isn't it just a mamon case that is from the action?
No, no, but now but the Gemara asked about a Knas case.
When you say about money in the hands, can you explain that?
Right, I can't tell you, right, testify, take a shvua that you don't have evidence that Reuven is chayev of a capital crime. It doesn't work. Shvua Eidos is only, swear to me that you don't have testimony that could help me get money, and what is defined as money? Money which is domele pikadon, money which is which is tangible, right? Money, defined amount of money, right? That's the only type of thing your chayv shvuas eidos for, right? So he says, well, if knas doesn't exist yet, right? Until the edom actually testify and Bezdin convicts, there's no chov, right? There's nothing, right? There's just a backstory that Bezdin could use to convict. Then how could you take a shvua, right? There's no money. Right, the money doesn't exist yet. I'm trying to get the witnesses to testify such that I could create a chiyuv of mamon, but there is none. Right, and yet the Gemara says that you can take a shvua. Right, so he said the kali like a chiyuv klal. Right, so what do you see from here? That is not the case. Right, it's not true that Rabbi Akiva Eiger is right. And then he quotes a Rush. Right, the Rush says by Palga Niska Knaser Dolom Gavinim Bavel Vitavadom of Kinim and Eve. Tavas a Rush. Glota Kanti Ela Dina Dar Rice and Mechayevle. Ela Shein Lola Dime Bavel Shechvena Litin Lo. Vicholki Agavna of an Inish Dino and Avshe. Vlom Afkinim Ine Adiyav called Nimchuy Vlomi Dar Rice. The Rush in Babakama Paskin said, let's say you're Chayev to me Knas and I'm in Bavel, so there's no, or I'm in America. And therefore, there's no court that can convict the Knas. The Rush says, what am I allowed to do?
You just take it.
I can take it. Of it, inish nafshei, because he is chayev midinik shamayim. Right, but what did Rabbi Kivaker say? You're not a chayev midinik shamayim. It doesn't exist. You have no legal or moral obligation to pay. But the Rush says explicitly that that's not true. In fact, from the moment the crime is committed, you owe me $50. Right? Okay, so Bezin might not convict me, but I have the right to take it from you. Because Medina Shemayim, the chov exists, it's just that Bezdin can't convict me. Right? Wait, so then he goes through a few more proofs. I won't read through all of it. Skip to the bolded part in Dalin. The Nira Peirish Dvarav. Let's start at the beginning of Dalin. Vizel Oshanar Rambam. And then the Rambam Peirish Mishnaya says, this not onus mafata, ein mishamten aknasos, einan kishar chovos. They're not like regular chovos, but they are chovos. And you are not pater until you pay them back. Right? Knas is like mamon. You are really chayv from the moment you commit the crime. Ela kidine v'hai kidine. But each of them has their own halachos. Mamon chayv l'shalim chovo l'anizak. By a normal monetary case, I have to pay back the nizak. But came in shenishmat chovo shel nizak b'meila u'pater. The kol chiyuvo shel nitmo b'mnei zchushol shel atoveya. He said, by a monetary case, the chov is created immediately, and the chov is to who?
The nizak.
Avo b'knas u'lehefech. But b'knas, it's the opposite. The zchusho shel atoveya hu b'mnei chiyuvo shel nitba. The rights of the one claiming the money stem from the obligation of the one who owes the money. Shu chayev lios nenash, that he must be punished. Kidichsev bikrav anshu oso mea kesef. Ukmo onshe malkos umisa, eladib kinas onshe ushechfu bezin l'shalem. And the punishment is that Bezdin should force you. Avol guf chiyuvo hu chiyuv onesh. But the punishment itself is an onesh. Chiyuv onesh, lo shayach, and shvias, vachom onesh, kevin chiyuv onesh, nishar alav gam lachat shvias, and now he gets into the discussion that he had in the middle, where I should have mentioned it, but in the middle, you can read it inside, there's a machlokas in the Yerushalmi, one day in the Yerushalmi thinks that Shemitah gets rid of a chov knas, even before Gmar Din, right, which is yet another raya.
Why would it get rid of knas? It's not halva.
Doesn't matter, it's a chov. Right? Once I did the crime, now I owe it. It's a chol.
That's what often works on Chayvin.
Yes.
For everyone.
Complicated, and that's what he notes. It's a machlokas in the Yerushalmi, right? Whether this is true, right? But he notes the fact that it's even a machlokas in the Yerushalmi shows there's at least one day in the Yerushalmi that the order was mamon mamish, right? Right. The other day, what does he hold is a good question. Okay, so Rav Chanan points out that there's one day in the Yerushalmi that Shemitah is Meshamit Knas, and the Rush holds here Chayav Minin Yishamayim, and Tosvos didn't say like Rabbi Akiva Eiger, and in fact think that mamon and Knas are much closer together. Right? So while Rabbi Akiva Eiger makes the claim that Knas doesn't exist, it's created by Beis Din, right? There's a lot of evidence this is not true. Now, what is it? So Rabbi Chanan takes a very specific position. He says it goes like this, right? By Tashlumen, by normal Tashlumen, the reason that if Ben borrows money from me, Ben owes me money, is because, fundamentally, because of his obligation, right? He borrowed money, now he has to pay it back. Right, it starts with you, right? The person who owes the money is the person who has to pay it back, and the reason he has to pay it back is because he owes money. Right, it's very simple. Right, right. It's tautologous. Okay, you owe money because you owe money. By knas, that's not the case. By the knas, why? If I commit a crime against someone for which I be chayav a knas, why does he have a right to the money?
Because he committed a crime.
Because I owe the money, right? The fact is, the crime was made me chayev, and since he happened to have been the target of the crime, he gets the money. But his obligation doesn't stem from the fact that he lost, but rather from the fact that I'm chayev. And he notes that, and he suggests that it's like a punishment, right? A punishment is only a punishment if what? If it's not done, if it's not administered, what? Willingly. Right? Right? If I say, hit me, right, that's not a punishment, right? You're either stupid or a masochist or whatever, right? But it's not a punishment. Right? If I choose to hurt myself, that's not a punishment. What's a punishment definitionally where the person who is administering justice or punishment punishes you against your will? So Rav Chanan argues that, look, Knas, the chiyuv mamon, in a theoretical sense, is created the moment the crime happened. Why is it that some of the properties of Knas make it seem like it doesn't exist until Gmar Din? Right? Why is that modib Knas pater? Because I need to be punished, definitionally. So I can't accept it upon myself. I have to let myself, right? In order to be chayiv, I have to be convicted. Right? So that's how he understands it. Right? So, how does that work out? So, on the one hand, modib kenas pater, right? If I circumvent the system and I admit, so now I'm not chayav anything. But, in a theoretical sense, I do owe money, right? I did commit a crime, so if you come and take it from me, like the Rush, right? It works, because there's a chov that exists. It's not a normal chov, right? The chov here isn't fundamentally generated, right, from the fact that you were damaged, but rather from the fact that I committed a crime. But at some level, I really do owe you money now. Now, I can't give it voluntarily, but you could take it. Now, Rav Chanan even goes farther later on and suggests that maybe of it inish din l'nafshei, right, this is in the last paragraph in Vav, is a form of Bezdin, right? Maybe the reason that I can claim it from you is because I can take on the role of Bezdin and, quote-unquote, convict you and punish you, right? Because he's very, very bought into this svara, right? Now, there are other formulations you could take, right? Like, there's a chiyuv mamon, but, right, there's a chiyuv bechefza and a chiyuv begavra, shall we say. Right? This is sort of a Waxman's formulation. Meaning, there exists a chov, right? But, or, actually, no, sorry, other way around. There's a chiyuv gavra, meaning I did something wrong and I owe it. But it's not totally concretized until Beis Din turns it into a chov. Right? Because it's not Mesuyam yet, because Beis Din hasn't convicted me, right? So I may have a theoretical chov, right? But it's not concretized yet, or the other way around. Right? A chov exists, but my personal obligation to actually go and pay it, right? One could come up with different formulations, right? And I don't want to flesh them all out, and I'm sure Stephen will get to it, right? But just, we're not going to get to the second issue today. But just to lay out the basic question, okay? So Knas, right? Some of the rules we know about Knas is modib Knas pater. as far as Bezdin is concerned, the obligation doesn't exist until Gemar Din. Okay? So why is that? So one way of saying it is that Knas is fundamentally different than Mamon. It's created by Beis Din. Like, yes, there's a backstory of a crime, but fundamentally, when I did the crime, I was still chayav nothing. Not legally, not morally, not nothing. Right? It was just that they created a backstory for Beis Din, to give Beis Din the ability to convict me. But it only created once Beis Din convicts me. The other way to say it is no. Right? Really, the second I did a crime, something is created. Now, what's created? I don't know. Right? A potential chov, right? But not a full chov gavra, or a chov gavra, but it hasn't been concretized into money. Beis Din concretizes it. It turns that theoretical chov into actual chov. Right? Why? So Rosh Hashanah suggests something. Maybe because kenas is a punishment, and Beis Din therefore needs to punish me. Right? If I volunteer, it doesn't work. Right? But he notes that the fact that there are shitas in the Gemara that you can have a shuas ha'idos about it. It means that at some level it's called money. Right? The fact that there's a din in the Gemara about Yerusha, right? This is coming up right in the fourth parak. That's part of the din. The fact that there's a day in the Yerushalmi that Shemitah is Meshamet, it means that at some level the Chov exists. What does Beis Din do? Right? Either it forces the Gavra to actually pay, right? Or it turns what was just a Chov Gavra into whatever, right? We could go back and forth, and right, I don't want to get into all the possibilities. There, you know, some of them are stronger than others. Right? I'm not committing myself to anything. But the fundamental claim, right, without getting to the details, is that no, Knas at some level is like Mamon, right, with some differences. Okay, so that's the basic question you should keep in mind from Daf Mem through Mem Dalet, Mem Hey, whatever it is, right. And like I said, Stephen will get back to it and flesh it out. You know, you can read this piece inside. There are different ways we could, different ways we could formulate it. But this is just important to get on the table. So I guess next week we'll do the question of Knas Bayonis specifically.